So I'm Yao Qi, the founder of Allier. So at Allier, we are basically building the runtime execution and the elastic scaling layer for Ethereum. So before we dive into like Allier, we want to know like what kind of fundamental problems we want to solve, right? So right now we know like Ethereum post-merge, and later on we will also have these proto-dank sharding, and lots of like scaling solutions will be applied like sort of on Ethereum. At the same time, we have a bunch of L1s can achieve some sort of high throughput with low latency. But at the same time, as we can see, right, for the past 2 years, there are more and more popular applications like X Infinity, DYDX, and also upcoming more and more games, which already have like millions of users and have to handle like sort of tons of million requests every day. So in that case, as you can see, right, like for the past 2 years, we encounter a lot of network congestion, gas war, even for some NFT like sort of mint. Like one example on Ethereum is this other deed, like NFT mint, right? So basically, people probably pay more gas fees than the mint fees. It's not just like sort of the scenario on Ethereum, but also on some highly scalable blockchains like Polygon. We had this sort of sunflower game, right? But at the same time, just like so many transactions and congested the network. Same issue to Arbitrum. Basically, we had a very successful campaign to onboard more user, but at the same time, it's just like so popular, and at the same time, the network was so congested, and then they have to pause until the Arbitrum natural came out so they can resume such campaign. So how we solve these kind of network congestion problems for general purpose L1s? So one like sort of thing we observe, and basically on our side we want to propose, is about this application tailored L2 execution layers. That's something like when we feel like there will be some network congestion for the application, so the application probably can just spin off a dedicated layer for them to handle these transactions. And in that case, all the transactions and requests can be handled on dedicated layer, and later we can roll up all the states back to the L1s. And that's all we call, either we call this elastic layer 2 or we can call L3. So some metrics, as you can see, right, at Allier, we can really provide a very high throughput, like sort of execution environment with very low, like sort of transaction fees with very fast finality. Right now, some metrics with some updated, and basically we can really achieve sub-second block time, and even with like tons of thousand transactions per second. Meanwhile, also support both EVM and also WASM. So there are two products we would like to provide. The first one is like sort of short-lived application dedicated rollup, and we call flash layers. And later on, I will just share with you why we want to have these short-lived flash layers. And meanwhile, there's a persistent rollup solutions quite similar to the other like existing optimistic rollups. And the idea to have the flash layers is quite straightforward for a lot of demands and requirements from the applications. Because as we can see, right, for a lot of NFT projects, one of the biggest like sort of campaigns is the NFT mint, and also sometimes it's an airdrop, right? For this short-lived campaign, right, typically it only lasts for a few seconds or a few minutes. In that case, they can just like sort of click a bunch of buttons via our dashboard, and protocol will automatically spin off a dedicated layer to handle the millions of requests for the NFT mint. The user can just do the NFT mint, and everything will be handled properly within a few seconds or minutes. After that, protocol will automatically roll up all the states and NFTs back to Ethereum without sort of any like third-party interaction. At the same time, right, apart from the NFT mint, we also want to provide very smooth user experience. In that case, there will be like sort of first come, first serve, and also a bunch of add-ons to make sure like it can relatively easy to onboard NFT projects and also for some game projects. Beyond that, as you know, right, for a lot of games or even some derivative exchanges, they want a dedicated layer, not just for a short period of time, right? Also for a long time, for months or even years. In that case, we will have this typical optimistic rollup for it. It's just like our platform, right? The performance is quite good. At the same time, it's both EVM equivalent and also WASM compatible. Beyond that, we also have a bunch of implementation for the like clients. For example, in the future, users or developers can just run the like client or the verifiers in their browsers. In that case, they don't need to wait for the confirmation from the L2 network, so they can quickly verify the latest transaction or the latest block themselves. In that case, it can further shorten the sort of a challenge period. And plus, with some hardware hardened sort of verifiers as the challengers, so we can further like sort of really reduce the verification or even the challenge period. Beyond that, right, as we all know, there are a bunch of state of art and new ZK libraries and also a bunch of game and metaverse SDKs which are not solidly compatible. In that case, we still want to support these libraries. So we have this WASM compatibility, so we can allow the developers to deploy these libraries, and later they can use the Solidity contract to call these libraries to really have a versatile execution environment for the applications. Beyond that, right, we also did a bunch of like sort of campaigns and use cases ourselves to show up like sort of the capabilities of Allier. One night we did one of these OG badge mint like 2 months ago. We got like over 12,000 people participate in this campaign, and all the NFTs minted within 18 seconds on the dedicated like sort of flash layer, as I mentioned, right? So after the NFT mint minted like within minutes, so the protocol can automatically roll up the NFTs back to Ethereum. So right now, everyone can just treat the sort of NFT around floor price of 0.6 ETH or something. And another like sort of example is about game. And we hosted this like community round for Dark Forest like 3 weeks ago. And we attracted like tons of 100 players to play the game. And basically we process around 100,000 transactions per day. The feedback we got from the players that basically they didn't really notice it's a fully on-chain game. So the performance and also experience are quite good. And in that case, right, as you can see, apart from this good performance and also seamless experience, we can definitely support both NFT and also game projects. Yeah, and right now, like last week, we launched the EVM equivalent testnet, so everyone can just try out the sort of the product for both of the systems. And beyond that, soon we will just connect to more L1s, especially the EVM compatible ones, and just try to provide a much better solution for both NFT and the game and also derivatives exchange applications. Yeah, that's sort of like all about the Allier, and if you want to find more information, just feel free to DM me on Twitter. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Big round of applause.